Welcome to Clear Vision with Rose. That's me, and I'm so glad you're with me today again. We have an exciting program today, and I want you to stay with me the whole 30 minutes because I have wonderful, exciting tools, power tools, I call them, to offer you in the Word, to give you hope, give you a future. And I want to share with you in this program today about God's best and about how He expects you to live in renewed strength. So God bless you, and I look forward to having you with me for the next 30 minutes. See you in a minute.
Rose is teaching you to get in the race and stay in the race. You can richly live expecting God's best, not just for today, but every day for the rest of your life. You can expect and enjoy renewed strength. God wants you to live a strong, free life. Do you want to learn how to become wealthy by racing with God's love? Place your order today for Race with God's Love and your seed gift amount of $10 or more.
Praise the Lord. I am so excited to be with you and to have the opportunity and the privilege again and again and again to share God's Word with you, to share the hope and the future that God has for you. And today we're going to be talking about God's best and how to expect renewed strength. Isaiah 40:31 says that those who wait on the Lord, who expect for and look for and hope in Him, shall renew their strength. What do you expect today? Are you expecting God to renew your strength? Are you expecting Him to come into your life beyond anything He ever has? Are you expecting Him to come and do things for you that you've never seen before? What are your expectations? Are you expecting big things, little things? Are you expecting bad things? Some people live expecting bad things. I used to live like that. If the phone rang, I knew it had to be a negative report. It had to be somebody calling me with bad news. I used to expect when I went places, if I took a trip, I just knew that my children were going to be sick on that trip. And I usually got what I expected. So see, expectations will dictate what you get. Because that's your thinking. That's how you're thinking. And how you think will draw things to you. How you talk will draw things to you. So today we're going to start thinking and expecting in terms of the Word. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. One definition of hope is trust, confidence, and it means confident expectancy. Hope is confident expectancy. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith begins with hope. Now, faith is not hope because faith goes beyond hope. But when you hope, now you're starting to lean over into faith. And as you hope and you get your hopes up, now faith starts to set in. And now all of a sudden, you're planning to go to the circus. Let's just use that example with the children. I used to tell my children, we're going to go to the circus. We're going to go to see Ringling Brothers Circus at the Rupp Arena in Lexington, Kentucky. And they'd start hoping. Oh, when are we going to go? When's it going to happen, Mom? How are we going to get there? How long is it going to be till we go? And then they would start to accept that they were going. They would start to walk in the fact they were going, and they didn't talk to me anymore about when are we going, or are we going, or can we go, or are you sure we're going. They would start saying, oh, I can't wait when we get there. What we're going to do when we get to the circus. Mom, are we going to see the elephants? I know we can see the elephants this year. Oh, and they talk about that with me, and now I've got grandchildren, and that's how they think. They go from hope to faith. And faith takes you into that place where you don't expect anything bad. Hope takes you to faith, and faith takes you to where your expectations are all for the good. See, if you're walking by faith, you know that all that God has for you is good. If you're walking in the faith of God, then you know there is nothing good that, except that all things from God is good and nothing comes from Him except good. And you start expecting that. You start expecting favor in your life. You start expecting, like Matthew 9:29 says, according to your faith, be it done unto you. Another translation of that says, you'll have what your faith expects. See, God has expectations. He has expectations for your strength to be renewed. I don't know how old you are. I don't know who's watching. But I know that if you're in your later years of life, God has it already planned out that your later years are going to be better than your first. Your latter days are going to be greater and better than your former days. That's how God thinks, see? And God wants us to walk in expectation. Walk in the expectation that everything that's going to happen to us is going to be good. When those trials and tribulations try to come, or sickness and disease, and we had a little conversation, Jeff and I, from the studio here a minute ago, last time I was up here and I was doing the programs, I couldn't have felt worse. I had sinus congestion, I was runny nose, my eyes were watering, and I was on one little old tiny pinhead allergy pill. My expectations were that I would get over that. I didn't expect to get that, but when I did, I didn't expect to keep it. You see how this works? You start expecting what God says. You expect to be healed and made whole. You expect to walk in divine health. You expect to recover if you have a sickness or something that comes on you. You expect that. You walk in expectation, great expectation, that God will meet your needs. And your needs are that you're healthy. That's your needs. That's your wants. Needs and wants sometimes are pretty much the same. You need to be healthy. You want to be healthy. You want to have financial blessing. You need to have financial blessing. You want to walk in spiritual and mental prosperity. You expect that. Raise your level of expectations today. Stay with me, because we're going to offer you a wonderful little book called Race with God's Love, and they'll talk to you about that in just a minute. But stay with me, because when we come back, we're going to get into the Word. We're going to get into deeper meaning and understanding of what it means to walk in the expectations of the goodness of God. I love you, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Rose is teaching you to get in the race and stay in the race. You can richly live expecting God's best, not just for today, but every day for the rest of your life. You can expect and enjoy renewed strength. God wants you to live a strong, free life. Do you want to learn how to become wealthy by racing with God's love? Place your order today for Race with God's Love and your seed gift amount of $10 or more.
To the Lord. He is so excited about you, and that makes me excited about you. And I don't even haven't personally met you, but I know that as you watch this program, God knew today that you and I are going to be together, that we're going to be sharing the Word, that I'm going to be giving you certain scriptures, and that you're going to be receiving those scriptures. God knows that that Word that He's imparting from Himself through me to you is going to change your life. So right now we're going to talk about being willing to live in God's best. A lot of us believe God is good, and we believe that He's willing to do good things for us. But so many times we don't believe He's willing to do beyond anything we could dream or ask. Sometimes we just think he's willing to do a little bit or just get us by, just take care of us a little bit. No, honey, God's willing to do beyond anything you can dream. He wants you to enlarge, expand your vision, revitalize your thinking. He wants to re-energize you. He wants you to be renewed. And that little book that you were just hearing about, Race with God's Love, that is so powerful because it talks about how it pleases God to give us all good things. And it talks about how Job was restored double what was taken from him. And Job understood at the end of the whole book on Job who God was. He understood that God was the great I Am. He told God, he said, I have heard about you, but now I've seen you. See, that's where we've got to get to where we see the living God in us. We see the living God, the great I Am that created this universe. So right now, let's go on and get on into Isaiah 43:19. In Isaiah 43:19, God says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And will you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. See, you may be feeling like you're drowning in a river today. You may be thinking that you are in a wilderness of despair, a wilderness of confusion, a wilderness of lack of direction, not knowing which way to go with something. But God knows the way. You don't have to figure it out. He knows the way. And he will keep you on the path that he wants you to have. He will keep you directed constantly toward whatever is good for you. And you don't have to understand how it's going to happen. You just have to agree with him. God wants to do something new for you, but before he can, Jesus said it this way. He's in Matthew 9:17. Jesus said, you can't put new wine in old wineskins. See, what Jesus was saying there was you can have a larger life when you get rid of restricted attitudes. Or you can't have a larger life until you get rid of restricted attitudes. You have to get rid of things that are restricting you. You have to get rid of circumstances. You have to get rid of ways of thinking. You have to get rid of ideas and limited thought processes. You have to get rid of old wineskins so God can put new wine into your life, honey. And then God wants to do that and make you a place so large. He wants you to stop dwelling in negative things and start dwelling in power thinking thoughts. Power thinking thoughts say things like, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then power thinking thoughts and God thinking thoughts goes beyond that and says, I am doing all things through Christ who strengthens me. See, I can means I can and I will. I am means that it's happening right now. And we serve a God of now, honey. We serve a God of today. We serve a God that's already planned your future tomorrow. And what I want to ask and what I want you to think about, and I ask myself this all the time when I'm entering a new area of the ministry or a new television broadcast or a new idea, I ask this thing, do I believe all things are possible with God? Do you believe all things are possible with God? Because he said that. He said, all things are possible with God. Let that take root in your heart. Let it take root in your mind. See, the angel told Mary, he said, you'll conceive a child without ever knowing a man. You'll conceive a child. Well, you say, well, that was Mary. That was Jesus' mother. No, honey, the same thing God did for Mary, he's going to do for you. The same thing God could do for Mary, he will and can do for you. You serve the great God I Am. And I like to say it this way, the great God I Am determines the great I can. See, when God determines what's going to happen for you and it's always good, then it's already possible for it to happen. What he's waiting on is for you to agree. He's waiting on you to agree with him that he can do whatever he wants without the bank loaning you the money. He's waiting on you to agree with him that it can happen without the right education. I've had people tell me that. See, God can do all things because he's God. And he has plans and purposes prepared already for you that are beyond anything you can imagine. He wants you to live in his best. And I'm going to be back in about a few seconds here after the book offer. I want you to take your pen and paper, write down what the number is, and call me. And I'll see you in just a few minutes.
Rose is teaching you to get in the race and stay in the race. You can richly live expecting God's best, not just for today, but every day for the rest of your life. You can expect and enjoy renewed strength. God wants you to live a strong, free life. Do you want to learn how to become wealthy by racing with God's love? Place your order today for Race with God's Love and your seed gift amount of $10 or more.
Glory to you, Father. You just heard about a little book I'm offering you with a donation amount. I don't know what it said, but you can remember what it said when you look at it. It's called Race with God's Love. And then at the end of the program, we're going to offer you for free for calling in or writing. Again, there's a little 30 days devotional called 30 Days the Champion in You. And I encourage you, please take the phone number down, call, write, email, any way you want to get our hold of us, and let us know that you want the tools. I call my books and tapes and everything I'm doing, I call them power tools, meaning power of God tools. And they encourage you, they uplift you, they keep you in places that are beyond anything you would ever dream in your own thinking, because God is unlimited. See, we have an unlimited God. And we're going on with our teaching today in Hebrews 12:3, talking about being expecting God to renew our strength and to bring us into his best and keep us into his best, not for a day, not for an hour, but for a lifetime. So let's look at Hebrews 12:3 that says, just think of him who endured from sinners such grievous opposition and bitter hostility against himself. Reckon up and consider it all in comparison with your trials, so that you may not grow weary or exhausted, losing heart and relaxing and fainting in your minds. See, we get so caught up sometimes in what we're going through that we forget that we have dreams. God has put dreams and desires in our hearts. He's brought us ideas and thoughts and ways to think and live our lives that is so far beyond this world. And we forget that. We forget it and we don't pay attention that God wants us to stay there. And we start thinking how bad off we are, how bad off the world is, or how bad off everything in the world is. If you will put your focus onto the Lord God and what he endured and what he wants for you. See, 1 Peter 5:6 says, if you'll bow yourself under the strong hand of God and honor him, so that he may honor you, he will honor and exalt you. Now, that word bow means deliberately put yourself into a position of rest. That word rest in the Greek means trust. So God is saying, deliberately put yourself into a position of trust of the Lord. You may be trying to make some pretty major decisions today. You may be trying to undo some decisions that you made that were not so good. Put yourself under the strong hand of God, resting, trusting Him. Lay it before Him and say, Father, I thank You right now in the name of Your Son, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I thank You that You have desires and dreams that You've placed in my heart. Father, I thank You today that I choose to bow before You. I choose to stay under Your hand of rest and trust, Father, because I know You're a God of honor. I know You're a God of promise. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, that I stay bowed deliberately. I stay into that position of rest with You, Father, and You will honor me. Lord, I thank You. And when you do that, honey, you are walking in the faith of God. You are walking in faith for God, in the faith to God. When you do that, you are allowing God to direct every step. And when you allow God to direct every step you take, He's not going to direct you in the wrong direction. He's not going to put you in places that you don't belong. He's only going to put you in His very best places. He's only going to bring you into places that are beyond what you can imagine. So if you have dreams today that you have not allowed yourself to think about, or you've not allowed yourself to live out, let's stop and take a minute. Let's start dreaming the dreams that God put in you. Let's start dreaming the plans that God gave you or that He's trying to give you now. Let's start dreaming those dreams in such a way that God can bring them to pass. He hasn't seen anything in your future. God doesn't see anything in your future that would keep you from doing what He's given you the dream to do. I know for my life, the biggest thing that I had to overcome was believing that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't good enough for God to bless or to bring a dream I had to pass. And then I always believed that I wouldn't have enough. I think, honestly, that's why some people eat more food than they need, is because they really think they won't have enough food later. So they try to eat it all at one time. And I think that's the way we've been taught, that we may not have, or we may not be able, or we may not. It's all a negative attitude of fear and doubt and unbelief. But God isn't, that isn't the God I serve anymore. The God I serve says I can. The God I serve says I am. The God I serve and the God I'm teaching you about is the creator of this universe. He's your God. He's your God, holy God Almighty, that wants you to be holy in Him. I'll be back in just a minute, and I want you to stay with me, and we'll finish up after this offer on the program. Thank you. I'll see you in a minute.
Rose is teaching you to get in the race and stay in the race. You can richly live expecting God's best, not just for today, but every day for the rest of your life. You can expect and enjoy renewed strength. God wants you to live a strong, free life. Do you want to learn how to become wealthy by racing with God's love? Place your order today for Race with God's Love and your seed gift amount of $10 or more.
God bless you for staying with me this 30 minutes and being so open to hear the word of the Lord and to be blessed of God and His best, to rise up out of whatever circumstance you're in, to start trying to seek the things of God, the word of God, and to let God renew your strength. Right now I want to encourage you, if you haven't written down the names of the book that's been offered and the address, do that on the bottom of the screen. And please call, please write. email, however you want to communicate to me, and let me do the only thing I know to do to help you, encourage you, and to help help God use His Word to develop you, which is to give you that Word, give you the power tools, the God power tools that I know that can do that. I want to pray with you before we leave today, and those of you who are watching that maybe you haven't received the Lord and you want to, just say, Father, I thank you. I thank you that you love me. I thank you that you want me into your life, Father. And I thank you that I want you in my life, Lord. I receive you right now in the name of Jesus. I give my life to you, and I give you all glory and honor that you're willing, so willing, Father, to be my Father, to be my Father God. I want to spend eternity with you. But more than that, Lord, I want to spend the rest of my life on this earth in the name of Jesus, serving you, loving other people, and letting you love me. Amen and amen. I want you to get your books, and then the offer, this last offer that will come on after me is this 30 Days, The Champion in You. That's 30 days of scripture, 30 days of a teaching, and 30 days of a prayer. So let's close right now with our little final prayer for the program, and just repeat with me, Father. And I'm going to be praying the scriptures with you. Father, thank you that you've given me prosperity to enjoy in abundance, wealth beyond my dreams, health and daily and eternal life beyond my dreams. Thank you, Father, that I've received the gift of righteousness, and I do reign as a king in life by Jesus Christ. I thank you that as I sow, I reap, and I sow generously, promptly, and joyously, and I reap generously, promptly, and joyously. You will reap all the good words you sow, all the good seeds you sow financially, you will reap them. Thank you for staying with me. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you next time. I love you. Bye-bye.
This month's free offer is 30 Days, The Champion in You. Do you want to experience the abundant, rich life in Jesus as promised in John 10 and 10? This simple yet extremely effective daily devotional by Rose is a powerful tool to help you set your thoughts on victory. To the glory of God, God has promised to lead you in total victory as His grand champion in every area of your life.